What it do be do in these streets? What is up? Welcome back to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle, and we talk. Y'all looking so good today. You've been hitting the gym. It's summertime. You're at the gym. I see you. Nice. How you doing? Dab me up, bro. How you doing? So good to see you guys. How's it going? Genuinely, I'm excited to talk to you guys, much as I am every day, but today I'm feeling good. You're listening to this, and I'll be on my way. No, not on my way to Indiana yet. When this comes out, I will be like a day from leaving to Indiana. So there it is. Nice talking to you guys. Welcome back to Kyle Talks. If this is your first time here, excuse my manners. If this is your first time here, thank you. Welcome. If you're a returner, come right in. Come right into the Kyle Talk studio. We do have LaCroix and White Claws available for you in the fridge. Please take to whatever you're liking. And if you're first time here, welcome. Be comfortable. There's LaCroix and White Claws. Pomplemousse is the best. Thank you guys for joining today on my podcast where Kyle, that's me, we talk about society, business, and culture, and we just want to create a community of people that just freaking talk to each other. Think about one person that's your friend that you guys like think wildly differently. If you can't think of one person, well, you found the perfect podcast to get connected to someone, whether it be me, another fellow listener, or just anything, you found it here. Where the goal is to talk about our lives, what we doing in our lives, how much we hate or love our lives. You know, it's a spectrum. Sometimes it's one or the other, definitely. And we just connect with each other about things we all live in. Society, yep, check mark, we're all part of that. Business, hey, most of the world is a capitalistic society. You got to earn Benjamins to spend them. There's that culture that goes hand in hand with society. These are all things we can connect with, talk about, and they affect all of us. So if you're interested in conversations with, let's see, a Disney voice actor, someone who's lost like 300 to 500 pounds, business owners, someone who has cured cancer research and articles around the world. If you're interested just to talk just to normal people living everyday lives like you and me, you have found the right podcast. This is for you. Thank you for joining. On the other hand, if you're interested in money, which you should be, and if you're not, hey, we all got to start somewhere. I do a podcast called Ficonomy where I break it down into three different articles for the week that you need to know that will help you and kind of help you develop money sense. Because money is, let's just say it. Can we say it on the Kyle Talks podcast? Of course we can. Sometimes money is a big no-no in a lot of households. That or it's not talked about, so it's assumed money's a no-no topic. Not here at the Kyle Talk studio. We talk about it. We make educated decisions. So we know what the heck is going on. So thank you guys for tuning in. If that's interest you at all, the Ficonomy, I do it on the weekends. You will not see any Ficonomies for the month of July because I will be out of town. So you'll just be getting the Kyle Talks. I know, but don't worry. My wife is going to be on one of them. You guys have messaged me. We have not forgot about our anniversary podcast episode. That's coming out next week while we're in Indiana. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be really, really a good time. But hey, thank you guys for joining today. And today it's summertime. It's a little hot outside. You got hot dogs. You got hamburgers on the grill. What do you guys prefer, hot dogs or hamburgers? Let me know. I'll just say it. Hamburgers are way, way more superior. If you like hot dogs, psychologically you were hurt as a child. I don't know what it is, but something. I'm just kidding. I'm just being serious. Hamburgers are far superior to me. Hot dogs, they're kind of like, like, I'll never go out my way to eat one. I'd never ask for one. But if it was at a party and I didn't have hamburgers as a choice, they'd be like, sure, I guess. But I wouldn't be happy. I would eat it, but I wouldn't be happy about it. Do what you want with that information. But hot dogs or hamburgers? There's a correct answer, and yes, it is hamburgers. Let me know. It's summertime. We're on our vibes. We're working out. We're trying to get better. We're trying to hit the beach. We're going to be traveling. I know some people are going out of the country in the U.S. Some of my friends and cohorts are doing crazy things. They're going to have fun this weekend. They know what they're going to do in the short term. They're going to go out, party, whoop, whoop, do the thing. But what are you doing long term? You know what you're trying to do next year? with your life? Yeah, I'm purposely not talking. I'm letting you think about that. The podcast didn't pause. You didn't accidentally pause it. I'm letting you think about that. What are you doing in a year, 2 years? Is it even important to think about that stuff right now? Yes, the answer is yes. I'm not going to play with you guys anymore. Yes. We're going to talk about today. That's the episode today, thinking long term. And this is something I've caught myself up in. But before we go any further, you know what we have to do. We have to do our before opening show question, boss. So this is an opportunity for me to connect with my audience, with listeners, because if I'm a podcast that prides itself on community, talking to people, enjoying people's presence, and I don't have an opportunity to connect with people, then this podcast is a sham. So this is an opportunity for you, the listener, to ask me literally any question in the world, no matter what it is, anything. It's an opportunity for us to connect, talk about different things, and just share ideas. That's the whole point of it. So if you are interested in sending in a question to the Kyle Talks podcast for a chance for it to be featured, go ahead and send that email to to the email kyletalkspodcast@gmail.com, and in the subject line put boss, B-O-S-S. That way I know it's a question, because, you know, we get thousands of, you know, emails every day. It's just hard to go through them all, not coping. So, you know, send those questions in today. We have a good question from Lopez43. And it's a good one. Let's spend some time. So let's read the question from Lopez43. Hey there, Kyle. Love the podcast. I think you're really cool. And I really do appreciate the way you... the way you talk about things. You seem pretty level-headed. Pretty cool. Thanks, Lopez. I've been hearing a lot and seeing a lot about the remote work. Parenthesis, I'm also a Zoomer like yourself, and I currently work in remote work. And I've also heard a lot about, like, gig economies, like people driving cars, Uber, that kind of stuff. And it seems like young people like us are changing the way we're working and changing the way we do job security. What do you think this means for the future of office spaces? What do you think this means for the future of office spaces? I don't know about you, but I never see myself going in to the office and wanting to work a 9-to-5. As I already do that, I just do it at home, and we still have some off-site meetings, and we still do have some in-site meetings as well. So I feel like it's a good balance for me. I don't know if this is just me. I don't know if this is just like Zoomers as a whole. You seem to talk about business a lot. I also found you through a friend who shared your podcast, who you went to LPU with. So I'm curious to you, what do you think about the whole 9-to-5 thing? Also, I do know that you also do remote work, and we're both young. I'm just curious on your thoughts on this, because I want to know, am I alone in thinking I never want to go to the office? Or is it just like an all of us thing? Would love to hear your thoughts and insights. Keep up the awesome work, brother. Hey, Lopez43. Thank you so much. And you know someone, DM me on Instagram. You knew someone at LPU who shared my podcast. DM me. Let's talk about that. I would love to talk to you, get to know you. I don't know if you follow me already on Instagram, but if you do, please reach out, because I don't know who you are based on that. But yeah, reach out if you want. If not, hey, that's really fine too. But thanks for sending your question. Yeah, so I've before I answer any of these questions, I always want to make this known. I'm young. I'm 26. I live in SoCal. I live in a studio. I just graduated a year ago, and I'm in between jobs right now. I love the startup stuff. I don't know everything. I don't even know what I don't know yet. So there's so much more for me to learn. I don't claim to know everything, because if I did, I'd be lying to you. And that's not a podcast I'd want to listen to. So these are just my opinions, what I've learned so far. And we're just sharing them with you as you, the listeners, are learning, and you're sharing with me your learning. So I will never claim to know everything, because I don't. And this is just an opportunity for us to have this conversation. So with that in mind, big dog, Lopez43, you are not alone. I do not want to go to an office either. And it's weird, because our generation, all we know really is remote work right now. A lot of us who have graduated, especially COVID also accelerated it too, right? Like, all we know is remote work. Here's the thing, too, though. I'm also an extrovert. I regain energy around people. When I'm alone, it costs me energy. When I'm with people, my energy bar fills. So, I worked, I do remote startup work right now. And it was tough for me. Because as an extrovert who loves talking to people, it was really, really hard for me to get connected with people, not to get creative with how I did it. Flash forward a year later, I'm doing better, right? Like, I've learned a better schedule. I've reached out to a lot more people. I get more creative how I hang out with people. But still, the question, it was still rough at first. So for me, actually, I agree with you. I don't want to go to an office either. But for me personally, I would like a little more hybrid situation. But based on the people I know, the people who I know who work, who graduate with business degrees and are doing things in startup worlds and business worlds, I have some friends who work at Google and Apple. They weirdly want to do more remote work too. And the most of those big name companies, those blue chip AAA companies, they require you to work in the office more times than not. So that's something I've seen, which is real interesting. So, yeah, not a lot of people want to go to the office. Now, what do I think about the 9-to-5 grind and the whole, like, show up to the office? I do think that will become, like, a thing of the past. Like, not obviously right now, but as us Zoomers get older and we become the business owners, and as we become the authoritative figures in business, that will change. I think remote work has proven, I mean, if you look at video game companies, Twitter, if you look at other, like, remote work, people are getting work done. Who would have thought when you needed a paycheck to pay for your life, you would do work, right? Who would have thought? And so I do think this model will actually continue to grow. I think COVID accelerated a lot, the remote work, the work from home stuff. But I do think this is still, like, going to the future. Going to the office, it's going to be hybrid and then eventually die out, which I hope doesn't happen, but I feel like it will happen, especially the way technology is going. Hybrid would be perfect for me. I don't want to go to the office every day, but maybe 2 to 3 times a week so I can do everything else from home. That's just me personally. There's probably some people who heavily disagree with that, and they're probably boomers, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm just saying it because it's true. But yeah, thanks for the question. That's a really good thought-provoking question. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that the office stuff is done with? Will it come back strong, or will it start to fade off? I believe it's the latter. It will fade off, but let me know what you think. DM me any questions to Kyle Talks Podcast. Put boss in the subject line. Or if you want to talk more about this topic, please DM me on Twitter or Instagram at Kyle the Horton. Now, let's jump into today's episode. So I teased it a little bit for you, but I thought, what a perfect time. Summer, we're in our hot girl season, our hot boy season. We're doing the thing. We're breaking hearts. We're creating romantic connections. We're going out and getting buff. We're living our life. We're traveling. We're doing all these fun things. And that's not bad, right? Like, I'll be obviously traveling. I'm trying to live my best life. Y'all already know your boy's in the gym getting big. Actually, on that topic of getting big at the gym, not to brag, but I've gotten a couple of new nicknames. They're starting to call me a few more nicknames around the orifices. Now, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, and I don't even like being called this, really. Like, how I'm really going to say it, I don't really like being called it, but it's what the people call me. So, they starting to call me the situation. I walk into the room, damn, there's a situation. Hey, bro, you see that situation coming? That's, look. They're calling me the situation. I'm big. I'm a problem. Look, hey, I don't like it. Guys, stop calling me that, but that's what they're calling me. Side note on that, I've been really into calling myself the situation and a problem lately. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just walk around and, like, oh yeah, here comes the situation. And it's like, it's narcissistic. It's not good. Pray for me. But anyways, we're all doing these better things this summer, right? We're doing these fun things. And I was talking to one of my friends, my Canadian friends who really don't want to be named on the podcast, because that's like Canada or whatever, you know, they're like super, like, you know what I mean? Like, No, we do good. Nar, we don't want the... That's not how they say... That was mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you guys who are listening. I'm sorry. But they were telling me, like... We're talking about, like, short-term goals. And then one of my homies, and this is the idea that brought to this podcast, was talking about, like, how come no one our age, and we're all, like, Zoomers, right? They'll think the oldest person is, like, 30. So he's a millennial, but pretty close to us. And we're like, how come no one thinks long term in today's age? Like, no one does, but like short term, bro, we're there. And that's factual. And that's kind of what brought me to want to talk about this episode, because as a podcast who talks about society, business, culture, connecting with people, being better, and who has a series within the podcast talking about Ficonomy and making sure we make smart decisions in the long term with our money, I'm like, this is a perfect start to my summer, to my hot summer podcast season. I just made that word up. It's copyrighted. This is a perfect topic because it's true. There's a difference between short term and long term thinking. And there's really, I don't know what it is. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. I don't know what it is. But with like people... Not even people. Well, I was about to call Zoomers not people, which is me. But like people my age, like people in their 20s, mid-20s, early, late 20s, just in general, bro, we could care less about the future. Why is that? What happened to us that would make us like really not care for the future? And I have a few theories. Let me share them with you. I think social media is one, because like we like not like, it looks cool to do something right now and post it because it'll get praise, it'll get likes, retweets, shares, whatever, and kind of like motivates the attitude. I also think the idea of like faster service in like today's world, and I'm talking about like things delivered to you immediately, like food, DoorDash, Uber, drivers. Think about like Amazon stuff coming in like 2 days if you have the whole Prime thing. I think like the immediate gratification really incentivizes short-term thinking, and long-term thinking is just an afterthought. That's what I think. You let me know if you disagree with me or not. I was taking notes. That's just what I think. I definitely could be wrong. I'm not saying I know. I'm not a psychologist or someone who studies this kind of thing. It's just as someone who's actively living in this culture, how I'm seeing things. And it also made me think, there's a lot of downside to that. I mean, you see people who literally go and do whatever they want, and they pay the circumstances for it in the long term, because they think about the short term. Oh, I really love this person. Oh, I really mess with this person. Oh, I want to go to college because my parents told me to go to college, and it's really good for you. So I'm gonna go to college. And then fast forward 3.5 years, you drop out, and you decide college isn't for you, then you just learned a really expensive issue. You learned a really expensive lesson to figure out you don't want to go to school for college. That has happened to some former teammates I've had. That's happened to some people I've gone to school with at all my colleges I've gone to, all two of them, or three of them. It happens. We do not think about the long term whatsoever, but hey, bro, I'm going to go get faded. I'm going to go get bricked up. I'm going to do whatever I want to do in the short term and like screw responsibilities, screw work. Because I'm trying to feel good right now. I'm trying to have this experience right now. And I mean, hey, you know, like young people, my dad always said when I was like, when you're young, you're allowed to be dumb. That's not exactly what he said. But that's kind of how he said it. It's like, you're young, you're supposed to be dumb, you're supposed to learn, you're supposed to do stupid stuff. So I actually wholeheartedly agree with that. I think when you're young, you're supposed to be dumb. You're going to do dumb things. It just is what it is. You learn. All life we do dumb things, right? But there's like from like 18 to 30, and I'm not 30 yet, praise God. But like you're supposed to do dumb stuff, right? You know what I mean? Like I do dumb stuff. Our brains are still developing. I'm not using that as a coping mechanism. I'm just saying that's factually true. We're figuring these things out. We're doing life. We're having fun. Sometimes fun can lead to very disastrous things. That's a whole nother topic. But this one, we're just focused on yeah, I'ma not care about no interviews, not care about no team essays, no team practices. I'm not gonna worry about my responsibilities, but I'll tell you what, I'm about to go have fun. That hurts, huh? What can you expect to build for yourself in the future if you're not even thinking about the future? Not to be the lame guy in the room, but it's true. And trust me, I wouldn't say this at a party. Those people are party poopers, they're buzzkills. But I thought this would make for a great podcast episode. Here is where I actually see the most application of the downfalls of short-term thinking is like our finances. And also like relationships. I think those two go hand in hand. I just added that last part because I just had the thought process. I think our finances and our relationships suffer the most when we don't think long-term. Kyle, you've told me all these things. Kyle, I'm super buzzkilled. Your intro was really fun and I felt motivated and now I kind of hate myself. Hey, that makes two of us. But no, I just think... I think it's practical to think this way. And I think I'm starting to think this way because I'm getting older. Like, I'm 26. I know. Wow, Kyle, you're only 26. Bro, I'm 4 years away from 30. I'm going to be old in 4 years. Can you believe that? But it's like long-term, when I think about like football and stuff, because that's like the big context I have in my life and really what had a huge impact on me, minus from my faith, was football. And it's like, bro, football, if you think short-term, it ain't happening. Like, you have to think short-term, right? Let me clarify. You have to think short-term because it allows you to see a picture. When you're thinking practice, what am I going to do tomorrow at practice? What am I lifting tomorrow at practice? What's going on right now at practice? When I go home, what do I need to review? Where can I watch my film? There's good short-term. I'm not saying short-term is bad, but I'm saying there's a benefit to thinking of long-term by looking through the short-term. So let's jump into that. And this is really the main point I want to get. You have to plan for the long term by really being intentional with your short term. I'm going to say that again. To have a successful long term plan, a long term life, you have to be extremely successful with your short term goals, with your short term plans. And this is the crux of what I want to say, because this is something that I was figuring out. I was talking to some older people in my life, some mentors, and this is what they're sharing with me. Young people like us, we have so much youth in us. We want to go do fun things. There's literally nothing wrong with that. Like, zero things wrong with that. Go be young and dumb. Have fun. Don't be like omega dumb, but just make like playful dumb. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Go like... be intentional. When we think of like spontaneous, our generation is so spontaneous. It's crazy. Hey, bro, want to try and go to the beach right now? No problem. Hey, bro, we got $5 in our account, bro. You want to go to this fancy place? How are we going to eat? I don't know. Boom, let's go. Like, those are fun. I've been in both of those situations and more, and they're really fun. But it's not really all that intentional. The friendship and experience that we get along the way is worth a lifetime. And those are lifetime experience we'll have for the rest of our life. So those are very good. But being more intentional in the short term, so your long term pays off. And that's the benefit. There's a good balance between short term thinking and long term thinking. So this getting ready. So for next summer, I know this is summer of 2023, but let's think of summer 2024. Let's call a year long term. A year is really not a long term goal, but it can be depending on certain whatever. But let's just say next year, summer, it's the summer 2024, I'm trying to get ripped. I want people to wash their clothes on my abs. Let's just say this is some dude. His name is like Sean. His dad's really rich and he probably has like a big truck. Just imagine this guy, right? Don't judge him. You know what I mean? Let's just think about this guy. And let's say like he's super fat. His long-term goal is to get ripped next summer. Now you need short-term goals to obviously do that. So what's short-term? I'm gonna wake up at 5 a.m. every day and go hit the gym. He probably won't be successful because that's not a realistic goal if you're really fat. But the point still stands. You don't have to like only think long-term. Like, I've talked to some people who are a lot wiser than me. I'll say it like that. There's obviously a clear cultural difference and like how we think about stuff. But like they're pretty much like, yeah, don't enjoy life now. Enjoy life when you're 80 and you're about to die. And I don't know about y'all. I don't speak for y'all, but I'm good. I'm not trying to enjoy life when I'm 80 and I've worked my whole life and I'm close to being dead. I'm cool off of that. That's not me. But if you think about it, like in the 50s and 60s or earlier, like that was these people's mindset. Work real hard. Get a Roth IRA, which are very good things. Please open a Roth IRA. And when I'm 80, we'll be good. Big dog, brother in Christ. You're about to see Christ at that age. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dog. You didn't try to enjoy life. None of the way in the between up to that point. So anyways, there's obviously cultural differences there. But there's a balance, I think, that remains true across cultures. And just like our generation, specifically American generation, there's a good balance between short-term and long-term. So how do we do this practically? I'm the king of practicality. I love going, getting help, and then tell me practically what to do next. If you don't have practical steps, it's crazy to me. It's super upsetting to me. And it's not genuine design. If you want something in your long-term, you got to start thinking about that now. I know we're in our hot girl summer, hot guy summer vibes right now. I am too, but we gotta focus on the long term sometimes. Let's take a step back. Where do I want to be in a year? Do I want to be buff? Do I want to have a great business? Do I want to have a better podcast? Do I want to be married? Do I want to have a better relationship? Do I want to have a better marriage? Do I want to make more money? Do I want to spend more time with family? Do I want to have a certain amount in my investing? Do I want to look at a certain number when I step on the scale? These kind of long-term goals we should be thinking about, because we will not be 20. One day we're going to be like 40 and then 50 and then 60. And if you never planned for your long-term, you're going to hate yourself because you were so short-sighted in your 20s. And that's something I don't want my listeners, my friends, my family, my loved ones to go through, because you can have fun and be wild, whatever that means for you, and still like, oh yeah, I'm trying to build something by the time I'm 30 or 35 or 40, 50. You get what I'm saying? That's the whole point. So I'll end with this. I don't want to talk your ear off, because let's say this, folks. Let's have our fun. Let's have our hot girl boy summers. Let's do the thing. Let's jump in the beach and save a mermaid. Discover a mermaid. Let's go to Italy and visit the catacombs. Let's like monster truck driving, swimming upstream, wrestling a shark. I don't know, whatever else. Let's do these things. Let's do these things. But let's keep in mind our long-term goals and sit down and what do those look like? And if you need help on how to figure those things out and want to know more about how to set attainable long-term goals that make sense, check out my episode Kyle Talks About Goals, setting long-term goals. Check out that episode. It's a really good episode. It dives crazy specific into how to set good goals and what good goals look like that are achievable, measurable, and realistic. That's a really good subject, Kyle Talks Goals. But that's it. I just want to tell you guys, let's have our fun. Let's be super fun. Let's be spontaneous. But let's be intentional about our long-term goals so we can serve ourselves. Excuse me. Let's be intentional about our short-term goals for our long-term goals. Let's be crazy, but while we're getting crazy, we're getting money. While we're getting crazy, we're building a business. While we're getting crazy, we're building Rome. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the whole point. So guys, I hope you start your summer off good. I hope your summer's been treating you well. Do your fun things. Go crush the world. Go conquer it. But remember, be intentional with your short-term goals, because it will help your long-term goals. Think about where you want to be long-term. If this was motivating to you, if you hated it, if you loved it, if you want to talk more, please follow me on my socials at Kyle the Horton on Instagram and Twitter. Share this podcast with your friends and tag me on the same socials. And please, please, loved it, hated it, you thought it was mid, leave a a review down below on Apple Music and Spotify or wherever you are listening to this podcast. Guys, it's going to be a great summer. I have so much in store for you from the Kyle Talks podcast. And be on the lookout because my next episode will be my anniversary lessons with my life. Love you guys. Hope to speak to you soon. I'll talk to you next time.